Okay. Beliefs are another important part of managing your psychology, of strengthening your psychology so that you will learn English or anything, in fact, much faster. And there are two kinds of beliefs, two general categories of beliefs, limiting and empowering. Let's talk about limiting beliefs first. Now, limiting means limit is something that stops you. It's like a boundary. It stops you from going ahead. So a limiting belief is a belief that stops you from empowering, a belief that stops you from getting better. And I'd say most English students have limiting beliefs. And many English students have very strong limiting beliefs. I call these beliefs English trauma. And I got that name from a few of my Japanese students. They would tell me, AJ, I can't speak English well because I have English trauma. What is English trauma? What is that? What are they talking about? Well, trauma means kind of injury, some kind of hurt, emotional hurt, deep emotional hurt. So what they mean is that they had some very negative, painful experiences with English in the past. In other words, when they were in school, in English classes, even as adults going to other English schools, they had very negative experience. And all these negative experience have created some very negative beliefs, some very limiting beliefs. For example, they say, I'm not good at English. Well, that's a belief. It may be true, it may be not true. Not be true. But it's an option. It's a belief that they have.